On Saturday, Czechs marked the 18th anniversary of the country's return to freedom and democracy. How have people's lives changed since the heady days of the Velvet Revolution, and are they happy with those changes? A poll conducted by the independent STEM agency indicates that the post-revolution euphoria has long worn off. Only 51% of respondents said they were fully satisfied with the country's post-1989 development. The rest expressed numerous reservations. Daniela Lazareva spoke to STEM's director Jan Hartl to get the big picture.
If you look back at those 18 years, it's been a success in many respects. People like the freedom to express openly one's opinion, possibility to elect the representatives from a larger number of political parties, opening of the borders, freedom of speech, free media. They are relatively satisfied as far as living standard is concerned. The problem is mainly that people perceive the weakening of social values, that the ethics and morality in the society is on a very low level, that also the relations of people, decent relations of the people, are rather rare, and the order in society is perceived negatively. It has to do with criminality and not very transparent rules of the game, so to say.
Do you think the Czech Republic is worse off than other countries in this respect? Have you got any comparative data, for instance, in neighboring Slovakia, Hungary, Poland?
Well, I would not say that it's strictly comparable, because it always depends on the local culture. I think that despite all that criticism, the situation in the Czech Republic is very similar to other countries, and in that relative comparison, Czech Republic does not belong among the worst. What's negative is that there is not an improving trend. So to say, in Slovakia, we may say that the situation is worse, but they feel a certain improvement in the last 2 or 3 years.
What would it take to trigger an improvement?
The social elites in general should do much better work. There should be more responsibility, more accountability in a society. There has to be a constant pressure from public opinion, from the media, and I think that both sides still have to learn, and it goes very slowly, that the leaders have to learn their leading role, and the democratic public and the democratic media have to learn their controlling roles as well. We might think that the progress might have been much faster, much easier, but the real practice show that the main obstacle is in the mind and habits of the people, and those deeply rooted practices and ideas are very difficult to change. It needs more time than we might have wished at the beginning of the 90s.
Jan Hartl, director of the independent polling agency STEM, speaking there to Daniel.